It's probably gonna hop you in the face.
IPA, man.
I just don't even know why you wanted one.
I didn't. I just grabbed one because I grabbed you one.
I know. But you don't really like beer.
No. But it's alright. I mean, you know what I do like.
Making awkward faces at me across the kitchen counter?
That's not what I like at all.
What did you think about this brie?
I'm digging the brie. The French bread was great. It was nice and filling.
The brie is not the most fancy of the bries, but it is good. It is a good,
the fancy of the bries?
Like brand of bries.
Like the wind?
What? If you see Camembert, get some Camembert.
Oh, I almost did.
Did ya?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
I do like this one. Whatever it was. Pretty big Gouda fan. Don't know why I had to look at the package, because I already know that.
I think that's
oh, gosh. So I open up the refrigerator. The refrigerator.
Yes, uh-huh.
And it makes me so cold, because it's getting real cold outside.
And you're drinking a very cold beer, which is kind of, you know, not cold weather.
Oh, do you want me to warm up your beer? Do you want some warm beer?
Did you just, like, nuke this for, like...
22 seconds, maybe? Like, and put the brie in it. Just nuke
no,
it.
No. That's what? A horrible idea.
Do you know anything about beer?
More than you do, apparently. Yeah.
That's feasible. That is feasible. So...
That was a pretty lame toss.
You're a lame toss. Here. Show me how it's done. Manny's gonna roll the pigs. And, oh, you, fuck you. You have one standing straight up.
Yeah, but I would have lost all my points because they're all touching each other.
Oh, gross. Your pigs are touching each other.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't do that. That's...
Ooh, you got a nice little leaner there. Couple
yeah,
leaners.
But there's some touchy right there. Mm.
There's a lot of touchy.
So they're not allowed to touch. I think that you just made this rule up.
No, I think that that's part of the rules, but I can't remember where the official black travel game with the rules is.
Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about something else.
Mm-hmm. Your Tinder account?
No.
Oh.
I don't have a Tinder account.
You do. You have app on your phone.
Oh. Should we check it out?
I don't know if we can... Can we get out of this and do that?
I think we can do this.
Okay.
Where? I don't even know where it's at. You know my phone better than I do? That's
quickly tried to get rid of it.
So
Tinder.
Weird. Unless I quickly tried to... Oh, no, jeez, I had a Tinder.
Oh,
chink.
Oh, no, you have not created an account.
Oh, nice.
All right, well then. Should we sign in?
Yeah.
You wanna do this?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
No?
I don't know.
Sign in with Apple, sign in with Facebook, sign in with phone number.
So maybe I have signed in. Try signing in with phone number, see if it works. Oh, I have to put my...
Yeah, because
I have to put my own phone number.
It's forward for you and upside down for me. Now you gotta create a code.
Oh, it gave me a code. I got a special Tinder code.
Tinder code?
489195. Take that, motherfucker.
Don't lose access to your account. Verify your email.
Just put in the first letter. It should... No. Damn it. Type the whole thing out.
We're gonna see if there's any eligible ladies here in town that are nice.
Yeah. I don't think we want nice ladies.
You don't want a nice lady?
Not if I'm taking her to the fucking green room.
Oh, yeah. My suggestion was he find a lady on Twitter and take her for a first date to the green door. And for anybody who doesn't know about the green door in Cheyenne, it's a little hole in the wall pub with drive-through liquor store and strippers. Pool tables. People play cribbage there.
Amputeed strippers. I mean, this isn't a classy joint by any means.
No, I mean, it's the classiest of if all the joints.
And I don't know. Mm. I've never really done that in this town. Mm. But if I was going to go do coke, I would assume that's where I would be.
Right, yeah. There's a subtle...
A cokery.
Coke vibe there. Anyway, would you like to connect your account? No, you
do,
probably...
Do not. Do yeah. not connect my
yeah.
anything.
Yeah, skip that.
There you go. You found buttons. Nice.
I'm going to agree for you. Now put in your name.
Now, here's the question.
Do you put in your real name?
Right.
Do you? I mean, do you want to have to explain this later to someone?
I don't know. Do I even have a real name?
Yeah.
That's too...
Because if you put in...
That is just too much of a question. I can't even deal with that.
Because if you put in Coombs, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want somebody calling you that? Like, do you want to...
No.
Like...
That's...
asking you questions like, so like, what language is your name from or something?
Poops.
And you're like, yeah, that's not actually my name. Oh, and then you have to, it's all,
then it gets weirder and weirder. But yeah. Do I want to actually put my name on the internet?
Yeah, why not?
Because I don't do that.
You might have a secret crush out there.
Yeah.
Who's already on Tinder and like,
oh, it's not
there
that
he
secret
is.
It seems really, really loud.
To whom?
The whole internet.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, this is just an experiment. You don't have to stay on the app. You can just check it out, and then, like, we might have some stuff to talk about because, you know, you might find a nice lady.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she you likes just, beer like... more than me because I got too many of them.
I thought you got those for me.
But... Oh, I did.
Yeah.
But no, there's a new nice lady in town. She likes to drink your beer.
Her name's Janine.
Whoa.
She works for the mail.
I don't think I could deal with a Janine.
I don't think you could either, honestly. I feel like a Janine would just be a little too top shelf for you.
Oh, Janine's a top shelf name?
No, she her personality would be like top shelf.
So
like
we need to get
over...
we need to get me a trashy little girl to take the green door. Is that what
you
you're
keep saying that? No.
That's what I keep hearing. From you. I don't know about any of this.
You need to find somebody who can vibe with my sense of humor.
Oh God!
And take her to the green door because, you know, then she'll get it, and it'll be fun. I mean, do you really want to go out to a nice dinner with somebody?
No, that seems like a lot of stress.
Do you want to go to a fucking movie with a person?
No, that seems like a lot of boredom.
Do you want to just sit and eat food in front of each other?
That seems gross.
You go watch naked ladies
to
together.
The strip club.
And you comment on the social atmosphere.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're a little above it.
No, you're in it, but you're observing it at the same time. I mean, you're not this stripper. Or wait. Hopefully she's not.
Okay, I've been confused by this whole conversation. I thought I was going to be the one stripping.
Yeah, that isn't a male strip club there. They don't do that. Sorry.
They male strip clubs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to your house?
Don't you remember the craze of pole dancing where everybody was getting as... at-home pole dancing.
Do I remember?
And going to gyms and learning how to pole dance?
God, no.
This is a real thing, and there are a lot of fail videos out there of these women on these poles in their bedroom. And the pole has not been set up or attached properly.
You didn't secure your strip pole right,
you didn't do it. Yeah, and now your face is clearly planted in the ground, and you've got a metal bar hanging.
Right. Oh,
yeah, I know. So, pick your hobby smartly, children.
I'm going to order a strip.
I'd rather just observate people, and I think that you enjoy that as well. You just need somebody who will go do that and hang out with you. I'd already do that, but I don't want to be your girlfriend. So.
Mean. out of nowhere. Just mean.
No, it's just honest.
Your face is honest.
Mm-hmm. I have one of the more honest.
I don't want to be your girlfriend.
Well, I'm so glad. Thank you. You made my day.
There, I know. There's some green sprinkles. They're made out of pure sugar.
Yeah, that girl, she just ate them right out of the bowl. Is my mouth green? Her mouth, my niece, she said she had some juice in the morning that made her mouth red. And then she ate a blue popsicle while she was here. And that turned her mouth blue, even though she didn't believe it was going to. And then she wanted to eat green sprinkles meant for decorating.
If we should tell the whole internet, including your sister, that all you did was feed your niece sugar the whole time she was here.
I tried to give her other things. Yeah, she said to me, my niece said to me, I literally have a sugar addiction. I'm like, you're 6 years old. What? Why are you so determined?